Hello, this is a SearchSAP.com podcast. I'm Barney Beal, news director. I recently attended the Enterprise 2.0 event in Boston and had the chance to sit down with Dennis Brown, Vice President of Imagineering with SAP Labs. Dennis talked with us a little bit about just what it is that the Imagineering Labs does, his thoughts on Web 2.0, and the next wave in software development. All right, welcome, Dennis. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks very much, Barney.
Maybe you could start off telling us a little bit about what the Imagineering group is at SAP.
Right, so basically what we're doing is we look at we try to read the tea leaves looking forward, looking at the future, where are the next big opportunities for SAP, and where are our customers currently, and where are they going in the next 5-10 years, and seeing how we can help them navigate that future.
And so Enterprise 2.0, that's one of those places?
Absolutely. I think everybody is obviously blissfully aware of everything 2.0 and are wrestling with what is it and what does it mean and how can they actually extract value for their companies and for their end users and their enterprise going forward. So they're obviously paying close attention to this, as we are.
So, we're here at the show. There's lots of small startups. It's obviously rapidly evolving. Kind of give me some sense of how SAP, which is such kind of it's an old company and it's a very, very large company. How do you adapt to such a nimble environment?
Well, let me just talk a little bit about kind of our primary focus in my team and how we've kind of broken it down. We've broken it down into three primary areas of focus and thrust. One is empowering and delighting end users in the enterprise, the extended enterprise, everybody in the enterprise. The other part then is looking at the digital natives and the baby boomer population and the spectrum of age groups and work styles that are existing there in our customer base and seeing what all of this means. And then the last part would be collective intelligence, wisdom of the crowd. How do we help our customers and companies basically extract more from their assets that they have at their disposal, but also look at how they work with their ecosystem of partners and suppliers and other related businesses. So kind of breaking it down that way, you start to categorize it a little bit, bring more definition to the term 2.0. And if you just look at the enterprise 2.0 part for delighting and empowering end users, it's about what aspects of the consumer experience are going to make their way into the enterprise. You know, everybody talks about the fact that they love the Amazon.com experience, the one-click purchasing, and it really is a very elegant way of being able to buy stuff, and it makes a lot of sense when you're buying something like a book or a DVD or something like that, but when you're dealing in chemicals and you're shipping chemicals around the world, your considerations are a little bit different, and you have to weigh up those pros and cons of doing one-click purchasing of high explosives versus buying a book. So we have to be able to rationalize this for our customers and say, yes, this kind of capability is very appealing and we can certainly enhance the productivity and effectiveness of your workforce, but we also want to be responsible. And that's really what we do, is we go through the different categories and we look at, you know, how best to apply these new emerging approaches to doing business can make sense.
And your customers are looking to SAP for these sorts of answers?
Absolutely. I mean, most of our companies, of course, have been with SAP for a long period of time, and they have a significant investment already made, and they want to continue to extract value out of that investment. So they look at it as incremental rather than a switch or rip and replace type scenario. And of course, we've had a big push over the last few years on enterprise services enabling the platform, web services and the like, so that our companies can do just that, and our ecosystem of partners can help our customers do that as well. They've built the infrastructure, they have the foundation, if you will, that SAP provides for running their business, their back end, their workflows, etc. And now they're saying, okay, well, what else can I do with that?
So tell us a little bit about what you've done in each of these three segments so far. I mean, we've seen CRM sort of been retooled in terms of the user interface. What else have you done?
Well, specifically in the Imagineering team, we've had a lot of effort around a couple of key areas. One is the use of widgets or gadgets in the enterprise. Again, it goes back to that point about empowering and delighting the extended enterprise. How do we get line of business managers and CEOs even to actually get value out of SAP on a day-to-day basis? You find situations where people want business intelligence information right at their fingertips. So why not? You already know who they are. You know what their credentials are. You know their access control levels, et cetera. You can provide implicit data from the enterprise backend system by putting a widget on a person's desktop or making it available in a browser or on a mobile device. And we see that people want flexibility in how they work, especially with the young digital natives coming into the workforce and the fact that we're much more global in how business is done these days. So you're collaborating and working with people all around the world, and you may not necessarily be coming into a central office all the time. So you're getting a lot more capability in your mobile devices. You're getting a lot more flexibility with your laptop environments, and also dynamic, flexible workspaces that are available around the world. And people are using that, and they want to be as connected and as seamless an experience in that type of setup as they do when they're back in the central office. So, you know, we're looking at how we can bring more of that capability into that environment.
So when are we going to start seeing some of this, I guess?
I mean, we already have the SAP Widget Foundation out on the SDN. And we've put the development tools out there as well. We've provided a plug-in to Eclipse to quickly and easily build widgets against SAP. It's under the Imagineering umbrella, so it's still in the stage where we haven't announced it as an official GA solution from SAP, but we're working aggressively to make that happen. And we've seen a lot of interest and uptake from the community of developers and the partners and, you know, the developers behind the firewalls inside of our customers, actually taking what we've provided and actually applying it to real business scenarios.
And so give me some sense of how, you know, a business can take advantage of this. Is it, I mean, part of an ERP enhancement pack, or these individual modules you can get with the enhancements themselves? Talk a little bit about that.
Right. Well, with what we have today, we provide it as something that can be downloaded off SDN, and you can be up and running in a matter of, you know, minutes with the solution and start developing widgets against SAP. At the developer demo jam at TechEd last year, one of my staff members actually won the TechEd demo jam by showing how quick and easy it was to build a widget against SAP. And it'll expose your BAPIs, your RFCs, your web services that are available from your environment. It'll also allow you to bring in information from third-party non-SAP systems as well. So you can effectively do mashups, if you will, of data that's coming from a variety of different sources. So I would encourage people to go there and check it out and start using it and then providing us with feedback about what you like and don't like about it, and we'll continue to improve it.
So you mentioned Demo Jam. Maybe you could mention a few other scenarios where you've seen some interesting use of the widgets.
Well, we've had significant numbers of downloads of the foundation itself and the tools, and we've also seen the community embracing the notion of gadgets and widgets in the enterprise. So we have a lot of widgets that we've created and have deployed internally within SAP as part of our experimentation and our proof of concepts and that kind of stuff. And we've seen the community actually develop a lot of widgets and made them available through the SDN to share with other colleagues from other companies. So we're seeing a lot of interest in a variety of different ways. A lot of systems administrators, a lot of people who administer SAP systems want to provide implicit information to their desktop about how the system is performing or whatever. And then we've seen a lot of business intelligence analytics type widgets. We've seen lightweight transactional widgets that go against SAP's back-end systems that do things like approve and reject purchase orders or look at your universal work list and that kind of stuff. And the community is basically driving that.
The show, I mean, it's, you know, it's about collaboration. Obviously, a lot of startups, smaller vendors. I mean, tell me a little bit about how SAP is kind of working with the broader IT vendor community and kind of developing this sort of technology.
Yeah, so in my team, we do a number of things. One is we, through the Imagineering Fellowship Program, we connect with our customers, and we have a participation of some of their IT professionals actually join my team in Palo Alto for a period of months and work hand-in-hand with my team to co-innovate on that front. And then the other thing that we do quite often is we reach out to up-and-coming internet startup companies that are in the 2.0 genre and work with them on coming up with solutions that we can both benefit from. I think a good example of that, which isn't broadly publicized, but was a company called Spigot that we worked with in the last 6 or so months to do ideation management and prediction management around ideas in the enterprise. How do you get all of your employees to contribute ideas and share that, and then get the wisdom of the crowd to actually impact that and affect that, so that the right ideas bubble to the surface based on what the employees are basically voting with their, you know, virtual dollars on particular topics and saying, yes, I believe in this one. And the individuals who contribute the ideas are seen as the entrepreneurs or the founders who have to push the notion in the company and then champion it and move it through the various stages. So we worked with Spigot to basically set up an Imagineering idea market inside the company, inside SAP. And we ran a pilot for 90 days, and we invited a lot of people to the platform and encouraged them to share as many ideas as possible and see which ones would win. And then with the winning idea that came out of that, the commitment was that we would invest in that winning idea and see if it actually had longer-term business value, that we would actually productize something like that. So that's like us working with an internet company, a startup company, to do something together.
Okay. Well, just kind of tell me anything you've seen this week that's been particularly interesting or kind of recently in this sort of area of technology.
Unfortunately, I've only been here this afternoon, so I just flew in this morning. So I haven't actually had the opportunity to look at what's going on today, but obviously I'm tuned into the general market. Some of the things that are coming up on the radar that are particularly interesting to me that are kind of out of the norm would be things like Skydeck, which is kind of taking telco calling records of consumers and extracting that and then using that as part of the social graph development. And other companies like Jigsaw would be another one, which is, if you're familiar with it. So I'm kind of looking at these. It's kind of like we've had the Enterprise 2.0, the Office 2.0, the 2.0, 2.0, 2.0 for the last couple of years, and a lot of the players are still around. So I'm pretty familiar with them, and it's like, that's great, and they're doing well, but what's next? And I don't want to come up and say the usual digit dot digit, right? I wish we could get away from that labeling structure that we have, but there's some very interesting things occurring. There's some work that my team is getting involved in around simulation, gaming, virtual worlds, augmented reality, mirrored worlds. What's all that going to mean? And I think that's probably going to be the next wave. After we get over the 2.0 movement, I think we'll shift into that next generation of opportunities.
You see some intersection between enterprise applications and gaming and Second Life, those kinds of things?
Absolutely. I've believed this for a very long time, actually, that if you look at the gaming industry and all, that's multidimensional, so I don't want to generalize too much, but business and gaming platforms have kind of lived in parallel universes. And what I think is happening very rapidly now is that businesses are starting to realize that there's tremendous power and capability in the gaming platforms that are available, and that they're starting to make the connections. What I describe to people is that, for years and years we've expected pilots to get in simulators and learn how to fly a Boeing 747 before they have 400 passengers behind them and in a real airplane. But, we don't take MBA students out of college and basically put them in a simulator before we put them in charge of a multi-billion dollar company. So I think there's an opportunity there to actually approach the whole process of education and training and management and strategy in ways with enterprise workforces that's going to be pretty darn interesting. Imagine, if you will, you could run through a simulation of M&A activity. You're considering a major acquisition of a company. Well, what are the consequences of that going to be? And what kind of simulations could you run that would help you make the right choice and maybe navigate your way through that M&A activity more successfully? Or a new product launch into the marketplace. Run scenarios about the economy and how, supply chain is working and things like that. And actually, through the process of, quote-unquote, playing the game, you're actually becoming, you're building up muscle memory and familiarity with the enterprise systems that you actually use, a la, you know, SAP, and you will understand how all of the integrated pieces work together to solve big business problems.
Right, that's interesting. It's definitely leaving us with something to think about. So, Dennis, thanks very much.
Thank you very much for having me today.
Our thanks to Dennis. Please continue to turn to searchsap.com for all your SAP information needs, and be sure to check out all our podcasts from the searchsap.com homepage. Thanks.